T-O-T-D-I-S. T-O-T-D-I-S.
W8FNA radio check.
Sound good. WA wire speak.
Thank you, W8FNA.
Node 3887611 connected to node 1999. Node 3887611 disconnected.
WA8MAC will be disconnecting from Central Michigan for testing. This is NAWRO.
NAWCB, NAWCBK, Lightning.
B8YMU, good evening to you. This is NAWCB. It's cold out there. How's it going today?
It's going. It's going. I'm glad to be inside instead of outside. It's currently 13 degrees over here, so... It's cold. How are you?
Yeah, that's one of the good things about working inside, you know, working dispatch, is on these types of days, when it's cold or, you know, extreme weather, it's good to be indoors. I totally agree. We're doing pretty good over here. I had to do some more shoveling today from the blowing snow. It was packed in there pretty good, so it took a little bit of doing, but did that and fixed the side the garage door. Needed a little adjustment there, and did some radio today. Other than that, I'm trying to stay warm.
Yeah, it sounds like you got a lot done today. It sounds like a very productive day.
Yes, it was. I'm glad for the sunshine out there. That kind of helped things a little bit. A little bit brisk. Thankfully, it didn't take a whole lot to adjust that that door. It just wasn't latching and closing as I locked it yesterday, and I'm looking, I'm like, why is the door flapping? I locked it, and so apparently it just needs an adjustment, but did that, and talked to Fred, and talked to Phil for a couple moments today on the P25 side, it was a lot of fun. It worked out pretty good.
Cool. I'm glad you're able to get on the radio and get some time on the radio. That's cool. I'm glad hopefully get some time. We're supposed to do a repeater crawl here Thursday night after the net, so we'll see how things go. But that should be a good thing to do after the net. It should be fun.
Yeah, it should be pretty good indeed. I'm looking forward to it commencing out here. I was going to join in at the Wayne County repeater crawl, and I thought, man, I got these repeaters in, and I've been able to hit the no-buy repeater before, and it's like I didn't get in time to initial check-in. I thought I'll check in on the radar repeater in Dearborn, and barely even made it in, and I'm like, I think I'm going to sit this one out. I'm not real sure, but yeah, this will be a good test, and I'm glad to see it commencing out here.
Yeah, definitely for sure. I'm looking forward to it, and it'll be something good to do. I'm glad Mike's stepping up and doing that project, and hopefully we can get that going, and then the next thing to get going is the hospital net. Still working on the facilities and stuff like that, but we'll get there.
Yeah, it will take a little bit of time on the hospital net, getting that coordinated with people, and getting people back into the facilities and making sure everything is set up, and various things. Like I say, and one thing at a time, and like I say, the crawl will be good. Will that be on, are you guys scheduling that as every week, or is like every other week or something?
I believe it's going to be a once-a-month thing. I have to confirm that with Mike, but I believe it's going to be a once-a-month type deal.
That's a good idea. You know, start slowly and, you know, see how people respond. And obviously the word getting out and such, there'll have to be probably a little coordination. I know the Lance Cruz has a net at 8:30, and of course the Oakland County has their 8 o'clock. Sometimes they have a 7:30 hospital that I think that's a once-a-month deal. That's toward the end of the month. But, yeah, they'll have to be a little coordinating with those. But I think it'll work out well. And it's WCB.
Okay, I figure it'll take a little bit of work, get it all coordinated and stuff, but that's all right, we'll get it, things will fall into place, but just gotta try to aim for something and hopefully it's fixed.
Absolutely, yes, starting out, there may, it could work out, right afterwards, and it could be maybe as things get going another night, but again, there's at least a starting point and an interest, and just go for there.
Yeah, for sure. So. Yeah, you'll have to get one of them bad phones there, Dad. You'll have to get one of those hands over IP phones. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I saw the picture you sent me there. That's pretty cool. I've been wanting to revisit trying to get that set back up between the app and the signing up and such, and I've been working on this this Medicare thing for your mom, and she's looking at two or three different plans, and you look at the brochures and it shows you all the highlights, but then you've got the fine print on another document that's like hundreds and hundreds of pages. It's like, okay, I have to comb through that. So it's taking a little time, but the hope is to revisit that. It looks pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. I have to get you that and hook up with VoIP MX, because it's nice to have a second phone for now. I've got it hooked up to Hams over IP, but then I also have it hooked up to VoIP MS. So I have a house phone now, and it doesn't cost much to use it.
Well, that sounds pretty good. That, like you say, gives you a phone at the house to have. I know Lee and Melissa have something to their internet provider. They have a voice over internet phone and then their cell phone plan up there. So it's nice. I'm glad for you guys in that way. Like I say, you have your cell phones. And, from what I've heard, Verizon had another outage. I don't think it affected us because I kept getting phone calls from insurance companies or whatever. But anyway, I think that'll be a good thing for you.
Yeah, put my office number in there, so now, somebody calls, it goes to my office phone instead of my cell phone. So it does, it's one of those things where when I'm out of the office, I don't have to, if I'm, on a date or something like that with my wife, I don't have to worry about the date getting interrupted or something.
That's a good idea. Like you say, in that way, it goes right to your phone at home, and like you say, it doesn't interrupt a couple times there. That's important. I found out in the days of carrying a radio with me, Mom probably said that to you. Somebody in a restaurant, one of the waitresses or whatever, wants to sit down and talk about their problems, and they found out, it worked dispatch. it's nice to have, though. I'm glad to have that phone like that.
Yeah, it works out. It's, you know, it's nice. With me and Steph has, you know, my cell phone, so if it's something serious, you know, they can get a hold of me that way. But, you know, if it's something outside of that, maybe an inquiry or something, it goes to the voicemail, and then, you know, it'll, one of us will get back to them. I've got Tim on that account, and then I've also got Mike and John on that, so that way then any of those guys can follow up with a caller. So.
And that's a good idea in that way. Like you say, you know, have your leadership there have that available where they can reach out to you. But otherwise, you know, they take a message or go to voicemail or that kind of thing. So, that's like I said, it's good. You have a, like you say, an office phone, but also the hams over an internet provider. That's again, that's a dual purpose, and it sounds pretty neat there.
Yeah, it is. It is really. It's really cool. And, you know, you can get into different things like the what's that thing on the PM repeater they do in the morning. But you get into different repeaters with it, and it's pretty cool.
Yes. It's nice to have those hookups there like that. Unlike you've grasped over the words there, but I remember the friendship that they used to have years ago, Friday at 5 o'clock, and hooked up to the dew drop-in, and some of that. That was pretty cool stuff there. That's like you say, it's pretty neat to be able to do that. And so, like I say, with the phone, that even, you know, even makes it better.
You can listen in, you can even talk on it. You know, it's pretty cool to have. It really is. It's a neat thing. I think we're pondering of putting something like that in the EOC, and then you know, some of the other sites. We might do something like that. Even it might be a good fix for the hospitals. To put them in the hospitals and have that as an option as well.
Yeah, that's true. There's again a couple of good places there to have that, and again have that landline accessible. That would work out, I'd say, pretty good in those situations. Whether the airwaves or, you know, a lot of heavy traffic, or the repeaters are tied up, or they're not working, or whatever, but at least he gives a link, or he gives another avenue of communication. NHWC.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's pretty neat. It's pretty neat how it all works and comes together and operates, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah, like I say, I'm hoping to revisit and try to, where I have some time where I can sit down and work it through there and try it again. So yeah, that's my hope, and we'll see what happens here. So I think it's kind of neat how we put the technology in. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's like an extension. It's even got rooms for conference calls and different things like that. So it's pretty neat how it works, and has been imagine some of the phone goes when that person's busy, or, you know, you're not available or something like that, you just go another person's phone. So that's pretty good.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like it has a lot of features, a lot of different functions, like you say, you know, with the radio and tying it with the phone. It's pretty neat how far the internet has evolved through the years. And just, you know, something that, you know, that you just read or look at articles or websites. Really neat how it is advanced videos and technology and, you know, sending stuff across. Like I say, it's pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty neat to see how far things have come, and, you know, it's like lots changed and advanced and stuff like that. So it's pretty cool.
Yes, especially after the days of dial-up and MSN and AOL and some of those internet services, and you know, now advancing along. I thought it was pretty cool when YouTube came along, and, you know, now you're streaming videos, YouTube TV, and Again, a voice over internet provider for phones. It seems like the possibilities are just really endless here. And now you got AI and some of the other stuff. It's amazing how far technology has advanced, even in the short time here in the last number of years.
Yeah, it's easy to get used to having technology to take care of things, and using FOIA, and I guess in the ham world, it's like, you know, you look at that, it's like, okay, that's, you know, it's pretty cool, that's neat, but you still need the analog, you still need the proven things that work.
That's weird. I was thinking the same thing. You need the analog, the Morse code. Copying messages and various functions. Whether it's HF or 2 meter, 70 centimeter voice, a packet, the basics. But again, just some of the technology. I just look at some of the videos on ham radio, and it's like, wow, you know, it's pretty cool, you know, sending, you know, messages from a laptop or these programs and that, like, say, WinLink and that. It's something. It's pretty neat.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. It is pretty cool. Have you ever worked up 44 net or Ethernet?
I'm not sure what happened. You kind of tailed off at the last part. What did you ask about me looking up something?
I'm sorry about that. I was just asking if you looked up like 44net or AmperNet.
No, I haven't. I haven't looked those up. I'm not sure. I'm not sure I'm even familiar with it. It doesn't sound familiar to me.
So pretty much you can use it as like a, it's an internet, internet type service that you can use, but it's ham radio. And it's super fast and very, very, very reliable. I'll have to send you the link to it, but it's pretty cool.
Yeah, wow. I would be interested. Again, that's something that I'm not familiar with. You know, just like I say, I'm just listening to the tech prepper the other night. He's doing stuff in the field. He has a program he uses and hooks it up on HF and sends, you know, like packet messages and digital messages across. And like you say, I'd definitely be interested in that type of internet. I've not heard of that before. NAWCD.
I think you like it. I think it's interesting. It's very much as in. It's pretty cool how it all works. Once I can find the article, I'll send you the article on it. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep up a little bit more with ham radio. I've been doing a lot of the stuff and reading articles about SOTA and POTA and Winterfield Day and just some of the modes of communication. Like you say, with WinLink and the others, and it's like you say, just the technology there is just whatever you want to reach for there in the hobby. There's just so much out there to go for. But yeah, I would definitely be interested. You know, if you get around to it, definitely send it out if you if you're able or not tied up on anything.
Yeah, for sure. I'll do that. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Ham 1, I think, also goes by that as well, if I'm not mistaken. You might have heard of Ham 1.
Yes, I've heard of Ham 1. That's a good, pretty decent as well. And, APRS also, like I say, come such a long way. I can remember it probably is still set up there at Shelby VOC, but they had a dedicated radio that was just for packet, and they used a dot matrix printer to print out all the stuff back in the day. So like you say, it's come a long way.
That's interesting. I'll have to reach out to Shelby and see if they've still got equipment in their EOC. I've been wanting to reach out to some of these municipalities. Maybe I'll make that my goal here this year, this summer, and do that. But ham radio is it's got its own. Everybody's got their own niche. Everybody's got their own little thing that they're they're interested in. It's just a wide variety. It's just you can do one thing with it, or if you don't want to do that, you can do another thing, and it's just like it's cool. I think, in my opinion, it's probably the best hobby in the world.
Yeah, the sky's the limit with it. Whatever. Pick your pleasure and run with it. There, I've heard so much. In fact, I've heard a couple of videos lately. People talk about ham radio dying, and I have to agree with a couple of these guys. That it's not so much dying. It's going in other directions. the technology is changing and advancing and going in different directions, in different directions, and it's just more broader. I mean, you could still do Morse code or HF, but you know, you've got the added thing of POTA and SOTA. Those are big. The nets are big, and some of the other types and modes of communication are out there. It's just a very vast hobby. It's just choose whatever direction you want to go and run with it.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And it's, you know, it's one of those things that you either use it or you lose it, because, I mean, people are interested in buying up these frequencies and buying up these bandwidths, and the FCC sells them for good money, and so it's one of those things, you use it or you lose it, and it's nice that you know, the repeaters are active here, and, you know, we're getting people back into the hobby and, you know, getting people interested. You know, it's awesome to hear, you know, the young guys, and it's awesome to see the young guys get involved. But then, you know, guys my age that, you know, they're getting back into it, or they're just now getting into it. It's pretty cool. It's pretty neat to see.
NAWCV, yeah, I agree with you on that one. And, you know, somebody else was saying, too, you know, like in these nets, you know, sometimes I'm tempted to say, I want to say, you know, hey, I'm in and out or whatever, but, you know, it's part of the participation and getting into the net. So I've been trying to, you know, listen through and participate in it. And, you know, like you say, you know, you try to reach out to somebody, even if you just make a contact. Dave, the last couple times I've been on here and had a couple of them at a time. It's like, man, this is pretty neat stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, and it really is. It's neat to see. You know, it's the cool thing, too, is, like, you know, in our group, you know, you got guys like John and, like, Tim and Dean, and, you know, they're always willing to help out, and They get in, and these new guys, and they help them out. You know, Wally, Sean, these guys are just full of knowledge and full of wisdom when it comes to ham radio, and it's like, it's so cool to see them, you know, come alongside these new guys and teach them ham radio. It's just, it's so cool. It's pretty awesome, and you know, it's neat to see.
Yes, exactly, and, you know, you gotta, like I say, you gotta mentor and help, you know, people that have some questions. Some of the questions, you know, you might think, well, that's not an important question, or that's a dumb question, and, you know, back in the day, I had those kind of questions, or, you know, when you start out, no question is dumb, and, definitely come alongside them there and kind of teach them the ropes and point them in the right direction and say, let them run with it there.
Yeah, for sure. So, well, Dad, I'm home, so I'm going to head in here and grab a bite to eat, unwind, and get out of this monkey outfit. But appreciate you coming along and the good conversation on the way north. You guys try to stay warm tonight. It's supposed to be another cold one. 12 degrees up here. But if you guys need anything, let us know. And looking forward to hearing on the net and on the radio.
Yes, absolutely. Lots of subjects, lots of topics tonight there. Enjoyed our discussion. Thanks for the ride along. But, yeah, we'll let you head on in. And I understand we got a little bit of snow coming tomorrow, too. So stay warm and stay safe. But hope you enjoy your day off. And we'll let you get inside and tell everyone hello and get warmed up and have some dinner. And like I say, just kind of relax. But hope to talk to you here again soon. tell everyone hello and wish you 73s and 88s, you and the family. NAWCB is clear on your final.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. Tell Mom we said hi. 73s and 88s, you and Mom. K-E-A-Y-N-U, clear.
K-E-A-L-A-X Mobile.
N-A-W-R-O. Well, how'd it go, Dean?
Oh, it's been a day. I'm absolutely exhausted. I'm about to pick the kid up from work, and then I got to be in early tomorrow for driver's ed.
Well, hopefully you'll be exhausted enough to actually get a good night's sleep, or at least a reasonable night's sleep. Now, I don't know if you want to talk about it on the air, but are we talking actual 300-run driver's training or just standard driver's training, or you're not sure?
So as far as I understand, it's driver's training. I will be actually driving a rig. From what I understand, it's not a rig that's in service, but it's just for driver's ed. But I have a ride along scheduled on Friday.
Yeah, copy that. I mean, it does sound interesting, I suppose. And of course, you got to get your feet wet. So there you go.
Copy that. Well, the big boss came in to talk to me today, and as soon as he came in, he scheduled me up the wazoo and gave me a bunch of stuff that he needs done basically immediately. So I gotta start plucking away at that, because that takes priority over orientation, if you will.
NAWRO. Yeah, that makes sense. You're gonna have a busy first few weeks, no doubt. And of course, with that, it goes without saying that we know that the other activity you're helping us out with, it may have to take a little bit of a backseat to that for obvious reasons. But I'm sure you'll be the judge of that.
Yeah, I think I'll have enough time. As of right now, they're not putting me on the alternating weeks. They're putting me throughout the week, so I'll have my weekends. So if everything pans out the way I would like it to, and everything ends up on the website, I'm still gonna get that set up. but in the upcoming weeks, I'm hoping that I'm certain I am. I don't want to make it seem like that, but I'm hoping that I'm granted a little bit of leniency while I get in the groove.
By the alleged powers invested in me, I hereby grant that leniency as of right now.
Copy that. Yeah, I don't see it being a problem, and In all honesty, I don't know why I said it, because I already know this without it being said. But yeah, so yeah, today was interesting. My ID, everyone got their IDs today, and they messed my ID up, and so the big boss, the boss's boss, actually has my ID on him because it got messed up and they had to redo it today.
Yeah, all the fun onboarding stuff you got to do. The one thing I'm just thinking about is that you know the weather's kind of crappy now, but your drive to work is from your QTH to there, because that's going to be where you're going to go. There's not multiple sites. That's not that bad of a drive, actually.
K-E-8-L-A-X. You're correct, Tim. From where I am, I'm actually, you know, a couple blocks closer than the boss. And no, it's not too bad. There is multiple sites, just not local. I think there's Detroit, Novi, Flint, Lansing. There's a handful, but nothing nearby. The only thing nearby is the central station.
All right. I wasn't actually 100% sure on that because they may have grown since I was working 15 years ago. So, but yeah, good to hear. Well, glad you had a reasonable. Well, would this be technically your second day, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Second day. Tomorrow the hour earlier, but if it reflects anything like this morning, you know, an hour earlier means nothing because I sat in the parking lot for 2 hours this morning. it'll be good. We're expediting the CPR training and getting some of that stuff done, which I know also for the group was a good thing to have done, so I'm excited for that. It's kind of a dual purpose thing.
Hey, that's right. You'll get to, well, I think I might have to do it. You get to jump in your file and put your CPR training date in there, or I guess I will.
Yeah, I've got access too, but I'll leave it to the personnel guy, and stay out of it, and only interject when necessary. But yeah, when I get it and I have the certificate, I will be sure to send it your way so that you can update the file.
All right, now that we're talking about it, just for curiosity, is it CPR and first aid, or for now just CPR?
To be honest with you, I don't know. I know it's the AAHA, so American Health Association, BLS course, so basic life support. Which, in layman's terms, I guess, is CPR, but I don't know what else the course entails.
Yeah, I'm way too many years beyond when I took basic EMT. That was, I don't even want to tell you how many years ago that was, so I'm out of that. I couldn't speak to that, but in any event, that sounds good. Hope you get through, I don't know, I guess they have some kind of a probationary period, so I don't know how long that would be, but no doubt you'll do fine.
Yeah, they do, and we touched briefly on it a little bit today, but I'll get a better look when all of this is set and I'm actually on site during the week. Then I'll have a better look on it. And I don't know if I said American Health Association or Heart Association. It's Heart, if I said that wrong. K-E-8-L-A-X.
N-A-W-R-O. I interpreted it as Heart, but I'm not exactly sure what you said. But, yeah, many of classes I've taken for that. Of course, it usually was once a year, I think. Even though we're told it expires every 2 years, I believe, right? But, alrighty then. Well, not much today. Just a lot of, on my side, a lot of office work. But, cold day out there, man. You're kind of lucky you don't have to work out in the, in the weather.
Yeah, agreed. I did find out that Friday is going to be a very bitter cold day, and that's the day they scheduled me for a 12-hour ride-along. So that I'm assuming there's going to be a lot of time with the doors open, so that'll be that'll be fun, but that's okay. So yeah, I didn't I haven't done a whole lot of work involving the group at the moment, but I'm sure you can imagine why. But yeah, so I'm just sitting here. I got seven-ish minutes before she gets out of work, and then I get to go home, have some dinner, and relax finally.
Man, you're getting home 2 hours after our boss got home already. I assume they provide uniforms, or do you have to do that, or is it just your stuff? I mean, we always got a really nice jacket for the weather with a liner and everything, and yeah, all kinds of gear. It was they kept us warm, but I don't know what you guys get issued.
So the medics and EMTs got road safety jackets and some long sleeve stuff. Us guys in the office get a little bit less, but it's still nice stuff. We got a backpack today and a few other things. My only complaint was when they gave the pants, because there was issues in the past, they don't hem them, so you have to take them in and have them hemmed to your leg length and basically send them the bill. But I find that to be a little bit too much work, because I've got a tailor that'll do it, you know, on the cheap, so I'm not even worried about it. But I guess that would be my only complaint, but the stuff's fairly nice.
Yeah, I think I vaguely remember doing that too, but it was one-stop shopping at where we went. Whatever cop shop we went to, they would do that as part of the purchase, because we didn't get issued from, you know, like, the department. We went out there. Of course, they did pay for it. We got a uniform allowance, so there was no issue with that. But yeah, all right. Well, other than that, what else going on? I know you only got a couple minutes here.
Yep, not much. That was pretty much it. You know, since Monday, really, it doesn't really feel like I'm going on. Doesn't really feel like I'm going on, you know, day three. It feels more like day five, trying to cram pack all this information and the union stuff and filling out papers and, you know, all the onboarding stuff. It definitely feels a lot longer than going on day three. But other than that, not a whole lot going on. KE8LAX Friday.
Yeah, it does sound familiar. I mean, those first few days, it's I guess best described as a fire hose of information just blasting right at you, and it is a wonder that the new hires can catch it all. I mean, they give you a lot of written material too, I'm sure, but yeah, I know how that is. It was a different area, but related. When we did onboarding, there was OJT done through for quite a number of weeks, and we had a whole system for it. So, but all right. Well, with that, Dean, I know you got to do the pickup there and get home, get some chow. So, wish you the best. I'm glad it went fairly well, albeit busy. But this will be NAWRO. I will listen out. You have a good one now.
7310, thanks for the QSO. yeah, believe it or not, written material is pretty on the low side. The only thing we were given was, at least the only thing I was given was three pieces of paper with my essential information on it. Other than that, there's not much. Just some paperwork signed, but I didn't keep that stuff. So, yeah, only 3 pages in my possession as of right now. But I'll say 7-3s. Thank you very much, and we'll catch you on the air probably tomorrow. KE8LAX, you have a good rest of your night.
You as well, Dean. NAWRO.
CQ, CQ, Kilo Echo 8, Juliet Victor Echo.